welcome in to another episode of Chiefs Focus Live, Chiefs Kingdom. It is a battle for the AFC and an opportunity to head to the Super Bowl. We've got a show tonight. It's just Caleb and I, no JP. We're going to talk about a little bit of everything because, to be quite honest with you, every little thing's going to matter in this matchup. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk even the weather, injury report, some of our other bits like, what's up, Philip? And we're going to talk about a little bit of everything. So we got this running the show in the background. My name is Quentin Morris. And now a guy who teaches history for a living but conveniently forgets it during his takes. It's the professor, Caleb. How are we doing tonight?
I'm pretty good, man. How are you doing tonight?
You know, I don't think that it's hit me yet that this is championship weekend. Or maybe this is just, you know, been there, done that, and this is just the Chiefs fan that has seen this literally five other times before and how spoiled I am. But I'm not like feeling anxious. I feel like in the past I was feeling the game like, oh my God, you know, we play on Sunday, but it doesn't feel like that right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still hyped for it. Let's do what we always do on Thursdays. Let's head over to the injury report. Chiefs are kind of injured. I've got the injury report next to me here. A couple guys that didn't practice on Wednesday did practice today, even if it was limited. So Trey Smith missed practice on Wednesday with an illness. He participated today. Mike Edwards seemed to have made it through concussion protocol somewhat, where he practiced today, even though he was limited. Some big misses from practice. Joe Tooney, who it doesn't seem like he's going to practice. We'll have to see, you know, tomorrow. But that pec injury seems to be a bigger issue than we thought because he has missed practice Wednesday and Thursday. Isaiah Pacheco hasn't practiced. That's a big deal. Sky Moore and Derek Nnadi have also missed practice all week. Some other guys like L'Jarius Sneed and Willie Gay were limited in practice, but that's not really all that surprising, especially for L'Jarius Sneed. He's been limited in practice for weeks now, and he continues to come out and play. So I think for him, this is just continuing to nurse that calf injury and to make sure that you're not doing too much on it because there's not a lot of time for it to heal. So you're just making sure that you don't, you know, really, really mess with it.
Yep. I agree.
What are your thoughts on all the different injuries, man?
I mean, when you look at it, it's going to happen. It's unfortunate. The one that's very concerning me is Thuny. I mean, you need him against a lot of this Ravens front group. I mean, they're really, really, really good. That's the only one I can think that's going to be, like, really, really scary. I mean, it's curious to see if Edwards can come back. I know we have some couple guys on there as well, but the only one that's really, like, kind of concerning to me has to be Thuny.
Yeah,
we need help.
We'll get to their defensive line here in a minute, but they've been the best defensive line in football. They lead the NFL in sacks, and I'll talk about the defensive line here in a minute. I wanted to turn it over to the Baltimore injury report. It is very short. The only one that I feel like a lot of people are going to recognize here on this list is Mark Andrews. He was pulled off of IR earlier last week, and he said that he was trying to make it to championship weekend. He didn't play in the game last week against the Texans. Mm-hmm. He was a full participant Wednesday and today. So Baltimore might be getting Mark Andrews back for the AFC championship game.
That's going to be a sight to see if that happens. I'll tell you that for sure. I mean, he's a great tight end. They got Isaiah Likely that's just as good as well. So, I mean, when it comes down to it, it's going to be a very, very interesting and tough game. And if they have both those guys going out there, our defense is going to have to play extra, extra, extra great. Because other than that, it's going to be a difficult time.
Mark Andrews has been one of the top-tier tight ends for a while now. He's been – obviously, you've had Travis Kelce, but then you've had sort of a cluster of guys, two, three, four guys that have been in that next tier with the George Kittles, the Mark Andrews of the world, right? Darren Waller was there for a little bit where he was playing in that top echelon of guys. Mm-hmm. So Mark Andrews has been pretty consistent. We know that – when Lamar Jackson, before he turned into the passing quarterback that he was, Mark Andrews was and still is that quote-unquote security blanket when he first came into the league. So, yeah, Mark Andrews is definitely a hell of an offensive piece, and that's big for them if he's able to play back, even if he's not at 100%. But if he's good enough to play in championship weekend, you got to respect that.
Yes, I agree. And I think one thing I noticed when you look at it as a whole – not healthy Mark Andrews, so let's say 50% is going to be really, really good still in certain instances. So they just got to prepare for all the different punches and things that are happening. So, It's going to be very, very interesting.
Okay, I want to talk about, I teased it a little bit. I want to talk about the Chiefs versus the Baltimore Ravens defensive line. Baltimore leads the league in sacks this season. They ended the year with 60. Kansas City was at 57, right? So there's only a couple sacks apart from them. However, what's very interesting past this is that the Dolphins had 56 and the Bills had 54. So during this postseason run, Kansas City will face the top three defensive lines by sack numbers this one postseason run. How do you think that Kansas City is able to go after, to protect Patrick Mahomes, you know, when they've kind of done it before?
I mean, they're going to have to do a lot of chipping at the line of scrimmage. Running backs are going to have to come in. I mean, Mahomes is going to have to be very mobile. They're going to have plays designed to get the ball out of his hands very, very quickly. And they can do that. That's less we're going to see him on the ground being hit. Get the ball out of his hands quickly, chipping guys at the line of scrimmage, tight ends doing their thing, running backs coming in laying key blocks, and also running the ball too. They're going to have to do things like that. I mean, when it looks like this game will get chillier in the show, the weather is going to be kind of nasty. So this may be a game where it's more of a grind out rather than like a score very quickly.
Yeah, I think this just shows, one, how good the Chiefs' offensive line has been, all things considered, over the past couple weeks. I know some people might hear this and they say, well, you know, the Dolphins had hired guys who were collecting Social Security checks the week before they played against Kansas City. So, you know, does that one really matter? And I was surprised to see how many sacks the Bills had. I didn't think that they were that good at getting after the quarterback, but I know that their defensive tackles have played well this year, and I know they didn't have an elite edge rusher. So the fact that they were fourth in the NFL in sacks was actually very surprising to me. And Kansas City has held their own against those two teams, regardless of their injury stats or whatnot. I think that's huge. Plus, Patrick Mahomes is one of the least sacked quarterbacks out of all of the NFL. So I don't think that Baltimore being the leading the league in sacks is that big of a deal, in the sense that I don't think it's the only thing that really separates Baltimore for them, because even without Joe Tooney, I think Kansas City's offensive line still has quality pieces on it. And Patrick Mahomes does a great job of avoiding pressure. You know, early in his career, he would run into sacks. I've talked about this before, where pressures is an offensive line stat, but sacks is a quarterback stat. Patrick Mahomes doesn't run himself into that many sacks anymore. When he, you know, breaks out of the pocket, he doesn't do it. He doesn't take these 10, 12 step dropbacks anymore, where instead of the defensive rushers trying to close in on the pocket, well, they can just go onto the outside and leaving your tackle, you know, with no chance to block an edge rusher. So I do think that Kansas City's offensive line, even injured, holds its chance because Patrick Mahomes is able to avoid those sacks.
Yep, I agree. And it's just going to come down to execution and play calling. How are we going to be able to knock out the Ravens quickly? I mean, guys have to catch the ball. That's what it comes down to, number one, first and foremost, too.
The other part that I think is going to be, you brought up the weather, so I just want to, let's jump over to the weather real quick. It's going to rain. Now, this is the 3 o'clock game, right? It's not the night game. It's going to be 47, which it's funny to think that as the playoffs have gone on, it's actually getting warmer for the Chiefs to play in. But it's going to rain. It seems like it's going to be a steady rain all throughout the game. The forecast is calling for a snow mix, so I assume we're going to see some sort of a sleet or a slush. And about 40-mile-an-hour winds are possible. A high of 40, a high of 40-mile-an-hour winds all throughout the day. So maybe it's not like that at kickoff, but, you know, we could get some good gusts here, and that could affect the kicking game.
So what I would want to add to that too, Quinn, is this. This is a game where you probably have to do a lot of running the ball. Maybe you play action, take some deep passes. But here's the thing. It doesn't matter what weather condition is. The Chiefs are still going to throw the ball. But we have the option of running with Pacheco, which I think is going to help keep the Chiefs in check. Now, Lamar, their running game is not – it's good. It's not the greatest. But if he wants to win this game, they're going to have to rely on his passing. So The Chiefs need to pin their ears back. They need to get off the quarterback. But we most importantly need to have a spy because Lamar is elusive, but these rain conditions may slow him down too. So, and
do you
know,
think the rain affects the Kansas City offense or the Baltimore offense more?
Like, you're saying like I have to pick either or?
Yeah, yeah. If you say, you know, it's raining, it's sleeting, whatever, and it, which offense will it affect more? Will it affect Kansas City's offense or Baltimore's offense in a vacuum more?
I have to say, personally, I think it could possibly affect the Chiefs' offense a little bit more. I mean, yeah, we saw the wide receivers do pretty good for the most part. I feel like we have a good team, but there's still some newbies. But I think there's going to be some issues that take place. And I feel like I could go either way and say the Ravens, because when you look at their things, they're going to be having to throw the ball. And running the ball can work for them, but also passing is be difficult. But I believe, personally, as of right now, I'm thinking about it's going to affect the Chiefs more, unfortunately. Just do the play callings and things. I think that there's going to be some plays where the receiver's going to fall down, and then also the ground being, everything being wet, dropping passes can be not good too.
You know, it's interesting because I think it might actually affect, I think it might actually affect Baltimore more. Hmm. And here's why. We know that Kansas City will throw the ball, you know, whatever, wherever. But Patrick Mahomes, one, has the arm strength to blow through some of these winds and blow through some of the nastiness. Kansas City has played in bad weather games, and so has Baltimore. But mm-hmm. I think what separates the two is that Baltimore may be more hesitant to throw the ball mm-hmm. because of the snow sleet mix.
Yes.
Kansas City won't. So if Kansas City is going to have to be focused more on stopping the run game, especially when you have your elite corners that you do, if you dedicate more to the run game in terms of your linebackers dropping down into the box, you know Baltimore might be hesitant to pass. So let me play the run first. I think that it actually, as weird as it sounds, it might benefit Kansas City for Baltimore to sort of turn run first instead of trying to pass the ball. I know a lot of Chiefs fans may think about Baltimore as a run-first offense. They're really not that anymore. After they fired Greg Roman last year, they've turned into a very a pass-heavy offense, right? They drafted Zay Flowers. They signed Odell Beckham Jr., right? You know, this is a team that can and will pass the ball. Even guys like Nelson Agholor are able to go out and make some plays.
Mm-hmm.
So if Kansas City is less worried about the passing game because Baltimore may not want to go out there throwing the ball due to the rain, dedicate your linebackers into the box, and you can stop Gus Edwards and some of those dedicated you know, quarterback draws that Baltimore likes to run.
That's a good point. That's a good point. I think also, too, it's going to come down to, I think, experience. Phillip put that in the chat earlier. This is Lamar's first AFC Championship game. Well, Mahomes has been to six of them. Experience will tell the tale. I mean, Mahomes has played in six AFC Championship games. All of them been cold, different conditions, things like that. I think we can see an instance where this could really help him moving forward. His first one on the road, the Arrowhead Invitational has now moved out east due to some issues at Arrowhead. But what we see now is when you look at all the things that come into play, it's like I think experience is going to help this team. You have our solid core, our starters. They're going to be there besides Thuney. We're going to have some other guys who's been a part of the ride and seen how things work. The Ravens, though, it's kind of like, can they do it? Because we've seen where the Texans, they were tied 10-10, then the Avalanche came on the Texans, and Ravens kind of ran all over them. I just don't see that happen. I think they're going to have to fight for every little thing. And I just feel like if things start getting tough, and let's say the Chiefs go up a little bit, it could cause some issues for them, too.
Yeah, look, Patrick Mahomes is a different quarterback in the playoffs. He hasn't thrown an interception in what, like four playoff games now.
Yeah.
He has almost a 90 overall quarterback rating in his entire playoff career, including the Super Bowl, where, you know, you could argue that two of his worst playoff games were both in Super Bowls. The one against the Buccaneers and the one against the 49ers. So there is this sort of like true thing about playoff Mahomes. He doesn't seem to make a ton of mistakes in the playoffs, even less than what he does in regular season games. And we know that Patrick Mahomes' legs become more of a factor in the playoffs than they do in the regular season. We talk a lot about how Lamar Jackson's ability to run the ball is a true part of the offense, and we should. The guy is amazing when he takes off to run the ball. He truly is. But Patrick Mahomes' ability to run comes out more in the playoffs because you're not guaranteed a game next week. And I think that Baltimore is going to have to look out for that because they do have a very good defense. There's a good chance that Kansas City is going to have to make something happen because their cornerbacks and their defensive backs are really good. They're going to cover these wide receivers on a few plays, and Mahomes is going to need to run, whether it's on third and four to pick up five or where it's on a second and 10 and he's going to pick up 17. That's going to happen. It's going to be a part of this offense. And even though it's scary when Patrick Mahomes takes off because you don't want to see him get hit, this is going to be a part of the offense.
I agree.
My next little topic here is we saw Kelsey fan just put this, so it's a solid transition here. He says playoff MVS. My question in my little notes here is we saw MVS have a big game last week, and while I don't know if you should expect that coming into this week, if there were to be a player that had a breakout kind of game, a player that didn't have a ton of impact during the regular season but just comes out and really shows out in this particular game, who do you think it is? Offense or defense? Pick one.
I'm going to have to go with, let's say, the defense performance. I'm going to have to say Carl Loftus.
Yeah.
I think he has the opportunity to wreak some havoc that the Ravens have not seen in a while on the defensive side of the ball specifically.
He had a quiet, good year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, He had a double-digit sack year, 10.5 sacks. This is a guy that has played well in the run game, right? We're constantly talking about how good his motor is. He's a guy that doesn't give up on plays. So a few of those sacks are not him, you know, breaking past the tackle on a first attempt, you know, with one good swim move and coming and sacking the quarterback. I feel like a lot of his plays come for what some might call a cleanup sack. But I think, you know, those are just as valuable. A sack's a sack. So you being able to, you know, stand contained and continue to play through, I think is a quality all on its own. I think I would have to turn to the offensive side here. If I was going to call a player that has a quote unquote breakout game, I think it's got to be Clyde. And I know a lot of Chiefs fans probably aren't going to want to hear me say this, but Pacheco has missed practice, right? There's no reason to think that he's not going to play. However, if he is still not 100% by the time kickoff starts, you're going to have to run the ball with somebody. And I think Clyde, having to be more part of this offense, may have to be what you're going to look towards. It's going to be snowy. Kansas City won't turn away from passing the ball like we talked about, but you're still going to have to run the ball effectively. And I think that there's a chance that Kansas City is going to have to turn to Clyde Edwards-Helaire a lot more than some people are going to feel comfortable with. And I think he could be up for the task. This is a guy, at least in my opinion, anecdotally speaking, from what I've just seen watching football, I think he's looked more explosive this year than he has in the past. Maybe that's because he hasn't had the ball that much. So he's able to give out, you know, put everything out in individual runs instead of trying to pace himself. I think he's looked good in the receiving game. And I think that, you know, this is a guy we know can pass block. So you don't have to limit him on what downs he can be on the field. I think that Clyde Edwards-Helaire might be the guy that has that breakout game to really help Kansas City make the Super Bowl and win this game.
So you think Clyde can have some revenge from all the stuff
he's seen for years?
Last time he fumbled against the Ravens when the Chiefs were driving and would have got the field goal to win the game.
I remember that. Man, maybe, revenge game. I just think that if Pacheco doesn't play, I don't think you can really change your game plan all that much in terms of your run-pass split because you're going to need to run the football. I know Kansas City's offense has looked like so much different than it has during the regular season. It's like a tale of two teams, you know, in between – from Miami to Buffalo than what we've seen in the 17-game season. But I still think deep down Kansas City this year, in the year 2023 to 2024 football season, Kansas City is a running offense. And if Pacheco isn't going to play, you need to run the ball with Clyde, and he needs to be effective if Kansas City's going to win this game.
I think Pacheco's going to play.
I hope so. I think so.
He's going to play, I feel like.
Even if he plays, I still think Clyde has the potential to have that breakout game because mm-hmm. you're going to have to run the ball with him at some point. Mm-hmm. Pacheco's not taking all, 60 snaps on offense.
Oh.
Like, it's just not happening. And you're going mm-hmm. to – Clyde is going to have some sort of a big play, whether it's a wheel route pass or it's on a 3rd and 5 and Pacheco picks up, 15 yards on a run. I think that Clyde needs to have a big game in order for Kansas City to win this game.
What about McKinnon? Do you think he can be sneaky good in this?
No, I think the Kansas City McKinnon thing is over.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't think that. I think that Clyde has to pick up that McKinnon role. That's okay. What I think. I'd love to see them use Clyde down in the red zone more. I trust him more than I trust some other wide receivers on this team.
That's a fair point.
Do you have an offensive player that you think might have a breakout game?
Do I have an offensive player? Well, you took CEH, you took Clyde. The only person I can really think of, and people are going to hate me for this, maybe Hardman can have his redemption arc finally.
Finally.
But I know that's scaring you because we've already seen he's fumbled twice and had the ball 2 times.
Yeah.
The only person I can think of where it's like, okay, finally I'm going to do it right then and figure things out and be ready to go. And then it's like, uh-oh. Yeah, that's not it. So that's the only player I can think of there. I would say McKinnon, but you don't think he could possibly do it. I would say MVS, but it's just too much there. And I could say Sky, but I don't think Sky's going to play. So – the only person I could really think of would be Rashee Rice then, but we've seen what he can do, and he's been stepping up every single game.
Okay,
let me ask. The player that just came to mind is Justin Watson.
Okay. I was going to ask you if you think Tony could be the guy.
Nah, I'm going with Watson. Yeah. And I hope Tony proves me wrong, but I'm going with Watson.
I think I found the analogy for Tony, okay? Tony in the offense is like playing craps in Las Vegas.
Oh my God.
You know, you're ready. You're ready to go. You're feeling good. You're watching everybody else out there. You're standing around the table and you see a bunch of big numbers getting put down. Dice is rolled. Someone else hits and you're ready to go. You put your chips down on a number. Dice gets rolled and you bust out. And you're like, ooh, let's just try one more time. And you just mm-hmm. keep doing it. And yep. I think the analogy works because you see a Justin Watson, Patrick Mahomes throws a ball to him 30 yards down the field. He catches it. Man, big first down. You give the ball to Pacheco out on a little real wheel route. He runs like a Scooby-Doo villain, picks up 13 yards. You're like, man, this offense works for anybody. Then you put Kadarius Toney out there, and he drops the ball. And it's just like, but his skill level is there that where you're just like, let's just try one more time. I really do think that having him out on the field is such a gamble. And I think that if he plays, I think the Chiefs will be tempted to use him. And it's kind of hard to say no because you see the talent, but you just haven't seen the results. And in playoff football, sometimes it does come down to one or two plays. And when you have these two powerhouses like Baltimore and Kansas City, those will be the difference makers to make it to the Super Bowl. And so I think that if Tony plays, he's going to play. They're going to put him out there. They're going to give him an opportunity to make a big play. And it's going to be up to him to make it or not. And that's scary to me.
Okay. I agree with you. I think you're right about that. It's going to be scary. I think every time Sky touches the ball, MVS touches the ball, Tony touches the ball, Harden's going to touch the ball, everyone in Kansas City is going to have a quick for a second.
We're going to be gasping a lot for this game,
especially if the rain is there. So,
my defensive guy that I think, and I'm once again, I feel like this is cheating for anybody that's listening to the show for a while. I still think Jamari Connor has a lot to prove. Rookie 4th round guy. He played well last week, had to play a lot because of the Edwards injury. I know Edwards is progressing out of concussion protocol. He was limited in practice today. But I think that it's realistic that Jamari Connor gets a lot of snaps And I think he's going to have an opportunity, you know, if they use him as that third safety, right? He's gonna have to play to stop Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
That might be his role. They might use him in the spy middle zone sort of hybrid safety role. So he might have to, if that's how they use him all throughout the game, you know, on big third downs and such, maybe he's the guy that you can use to cover a Mark Andrews or an Isaiah Likely. I think that's a name you might see a lot of on Sunday.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're going to put Snead on their best receiver, and they may bring him in to guard, have him guard Andrews. But, yeah, Connor could be a guy that could just step in and really help when we need them to.
It'll be interesting to see definitely the wide receiver corner play, right? Snead on Flowers, McDuffie on Odell, right?
Yeah. I think I think when you look at this, I feel like it may be a little bit difficult for Baltimore to move the ball passing with the weather and with our defense. Now, they're going to get some plays, yes, but I feel like they may have a more difficult time doing that. They're going to get some big plays, yes, but I think trying to move the ball consistently, especially if they're down by X number of points, they're going to struggle, I feel like, a little bit. But then the same thing could happen with the Chiefs, though, too. I just know with the Chiefs, we have the playmakers that can move the ball when everyone's doing what they're supposed to do. With the Ravens, however, you have Odell Beckham that's done his thing, but is also kind of hurt some of the times. Zay Flowers is good too, but you got guys like Darius Sneed. Our defense is pretty good. Mark Andrews can do his thing, but again, defense is pretty good. So I think it was really, this game was like a chess match. Who can figure out who first?
It's crazy how similar Baltimore and Kansas City are. Like, if you just go position by position, they are insanely similar. Right, neither one of these teams has a true number one receiver. Right, they're both depending on a rookie wide receiver for a significant amount of production. Rice has Kansas City, Baltimore has Flowers. The offensive lines are both very, very good. They both have two great tight ends. They both have two MVP caliber quarterbacks. Neither one has a running back that, you know, will blow you off with who their name is, right? Some people will see Gus Edwards. They don't really – they're like, okay, that's Gus Edwards. But Gus Edwards is a hell of a running back in between the tackles. That's a guy that'll run you over. Then when you look at their defense, you know, neither team has that true number one defensive edge rusher. But they've got a circle of guys that can continue to come in and make plays. They both have great linebacking core. I wanted Kansas City to draft Patrick Queen when he was in the draft. And they both have really good back sevens with their safeties and cornerbacks. And they both have great kickers. This is an insanely similar team, and I think this is going to be a slugfest.
I agree. It's going to be a tight game. There's going to be, little moves going to cause some issues and some problems. But, again, I think, though, at the end of the day, the Chiefs are going to be fine. There's going to be a lot of difficulties in certain things, and it's going to be some punches and stuff. But it's what team can stand test of time. To be honest with you, the Chiefs have had woes all season. They've been beat up all season, unlike the Ravens. So I feel like the Chiefs are kind of that team where, regardless if we're down by 10 or so to 13, they still are like, we have a chance to win this game. So
let me ask you this. So last year, heading into the Super Bowl, one of the big narratives was the Eagles didn't have to face any adversity in the playoffs because, you know, they had in the NFC Championship game, the quarterback, you know, broke his arm. They had to face the Giants in the divisional round. Like, they didn't have to deal with any sort of, even throughout the year, last year, the Eagles, they didn't have to worry about anything. They were always sort of on top of the mountain. There were no challenges there. Baltimore has blown out six playoff teams, and they really were the second half of last week. They didn't have to worry about winning that game. They went on like a 24-0 run in the second half.
Yep, didn't have to really worry about much.
Do you think that Baltimore is sort of in that camp where the Eagles were last year, where they haven't had to really play their best football in the highest intensity times? So if it comes close, that they might crack?
I think there's a chance because they haven't really gone through the adversity, and because I've seen them choke a lot of players. I've seen the Chiefs choke, but I've seen the Ravens, though, when things don't go their way and things start coming unraveling. Plus, you got a few guys on that team where if they're not getting the ball, people start chirping. The defense can only do so much for the Ravens. Normally, when the Ravens have the best defense and they try to go after the Chiefs, what we see, the Chiefs are able to figure out ways how to stop them pretty quickly because they're an aggressive defense. So, and like this, said, Roquan Beck's a different. Hey, that's fine, Roquan. Hey, you're on a good team. It's going to be a great game to see what's going to happen. But I do believe it's going to be a huge chess match game. Chess match, whatever you want to say. Because we're going to be trying to figure out what's going to work in different situations. Again, Ravens have some ears and ears on defense, too. They don't have Marlon Humphreys, I believe. They cost a lot of the guys as well. So, a lot of stuff can take place. That's going to be crucial.
All right, let's move into our the best segment for the Thursday shows. Our Believe It or Not. And I don't think it's the best segment. I don't think that because it was the game or the segment that I came up with. So, first, Believe It or Not. The Chiefs running back core rushes for over 100 yards. So this would be a combination of Clyde and Pacheco, but not any yards that come from, like, Patrick Mahomes.
I'm going to say no. I think they'll get the yards they need in crucial points of game, but they're probably going to get pushed to, like, 85, 90, 95. I don't see them pushing over 100 unless they make a considerable effort for it to happen.
So you think that when Kansas City runs the ball, they'll be effective at it, but you're not going to have any huge, you know, huge runs down the sideline or anything like that?
We may have one or two, but it's going to be more of the effective running. And then Mahomes is going to be running as well, too, I feel like. He'll pick up a first down or two. So it's going to be a collective effort of all of them, I think, even adding Mahomes. If you add Mahomes, maybe pushing over 100, if that. But I can see our offense where we push him like 85, 90, maybe 95. Now, if they go over, great. But I believe they're going to be specific and strategic on where they're going to run in specific places.
I think I take that. You know, I understand that that logic there. I think that I don't think that any individual player goes for over 100. Mm-hmm. I do think that if Kansas City's going to win this game, the running back core needs to rush for over 100. So if Pacheco runs for, let's say, 75, 80 yards, I do think that Clyde will have to get 20, 25 yards, something like that.
Okay. I think that's fair.
I think that's I would take that. That's why I wanted it to be the running back core and not any individual runner, because I don't think against this defense, Kansas City has that running back talent to go, you know, one dude gets over 100 yards.
No, I agree. I think it's the collective.
Yeah, Kansas City needs to be effective running the football, needs to be efficient running the football. I don't think that you're going to be able to hand it off to one guy, you know, 25 times and expect you to just, you know, run your head into the wall over and over and over again. I think you need to be smart about where you're running it. So I'm pretty much on the same page as you. I just think that they probably get one more big run than what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree.
All right, we know that last week, Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes are officially the best tight end duo, a tight end and quarterback duo in all of playoff history. However, they're not officially the best receiver history yet. Travis Kelce is 5 yards away from tying Jerry Rice for receptions in the playoffs. So believe it or not, Travis Kelce and
Patrick receptions. What? Say that one more time. Away. Say that one more time for me, sorry.
Jerry Rice has the most receptions in playoff history with 151, and Travis Kelce is only 5 behind him. So do you think that he can break that reception mark?
Yes, I think Kelce will get at least 5 passes thrown to him. He will get that for sure. He'll break that record.
It's interesting that he has, 151 catches for Jerry Rice. I don't think that he's going to break it by much. I think that Baltimore's going to be good at keeping him from catching a lot of those, you know, those little dump-off passes. Mm-hmm. And I think that Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce's stat line look a lot like they did last week, where it's like four catches for 60 yards. You know, it's going to be one big play and then a couple of of little extra, you know, down the sidelines.
I agree.
There's not going to be a lot of big plays in this game. I think that's sort of the conclusion that I'm coming to, that this truly is going to be a grinded out kind of game. If Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce connect for two touchdowns, though, I feel comfortable about that.
No, I agree. I agree with you.
All right. Last one. I always like to include the offense and the defense on this. Believe it or not, Kansas City can keep Lamar Jackson under 50 rushing yards.
Over under 50 rushing yards. It's going to be up depending on who's a spy. Is a spy slipping? Will they get kind of a little bit difficult time going against Josh Allen? So, I'm going to have to say no. Unless guys like Drew Tranquil can just step up and just lay the hit. Because Lamar will juke you out of your shoes.
Yeah, he will, dude. He can stop on a dime.
I mean, that's great about him. He's a great quarterback. Michael Vick Moody 2.0 has done all these amazing things. I just don't see it happening. I see him getting over 60 rushing yards.
Dang.
I do believe the Chiefs will stop him at the right time, too.
I think it's going to be just as frustrating as watching Josh Allen run the ball.
Oh, yes.
Look, Josh Allen, I think Lamar Jackson probably goes over that 50 mark. And honestly, it's going to come down to, you know, he's going to have that one big run and he's going to pick up 30 yards on one run and it's going to blow it out of proportion. But Lamar Jackson's also going to pick up a 3rd and 7.
Yeah.
Like that's going to happen.
Maybe two.
You just accept it now. Chiefs fans, just accept it that on a 3rd and 7, Lamar Jackson is going to run for 12 yards, and you're going to scream at Spagnuolo for why didn't you have a spy on him? And it's going to happen. So just if we as a collective can accept it now, then I promise you Sunday will be better for you. As I say that, though, I know I'm going to be one of the people screaming at my TV. So
why are they not doing this? Why?
Yeah, here's what will happen. Is Baltimore will have, like, a penalty. It'll be 3rd and 15, and they'll drop back into some Tampa 2 with some deep, you know, their corners will drop deep just behind the sticks, and Lamar Jackson will run for 16 yards.
I think they'll be able to stop him because they know it's coming.
Okay, those are, those are the believe it or nots. Do you have anything else that you want to talk about specifically about this game before we head into our score predictions and get out of
here? I just want to tell Chiefs fans, this is going to be a stressful game. Be prepared for it. You're going to be okay. This game is going to be a lot. It's going to be probably one of the most difficult playoff games the Chiefs have ever played before. AFC Championship game in another team stadium, in another team city, the Baltimore Ravens. Everyone all week has talked about how the Chiefs cannot do this, how Lamar and them are going to beat the Chiefs. There's going to be some struggles in this, but I believe the Chiefs can come out the end by playing disciplined and sound football. They've been very, very locked in for these last couple weeks. I expect it to still continue to happen. So, guys, there'll be some ups and some downs, but be prepared. There'll be a point where you see the more disciplined team will win.
Here's what I'll say to that. You'll get a seat for the game, but you won't be using the whole thing. You'll be using just the edge. This game is, I think there's going to be quite a bit of offense, but not a ton of scoring. I think teams are going to be able to move the ball a lot. There's not going to be a lot of three and outs. But I think when you get to the other side of the field, both defenses are going to clamp down. That's what I feel like. And with the wind and the rain that they're talking about, even though these are the two best kickers in the game, I don't know if field goals are going to play a huge part of it. This is going to be a game that, honestly, it's probably not going to – the first half's probably not going to matter because by the end of the first half, the game's going to be tied or a field goal difference. So really the second half and the fourth quarter is going to matter the most. This is going to be a tight game. This is probably going to be – a lot like the Chiefs-Bengals AFC Championship game, the one last year, where it's just going to go back and forth, a lot of yards. That's what my big thing is. I just think that there's going to be a lot of yards in this game. Score predictions.
You want me to go first?
You know what? I think I'll go for it. You know what? I think last week's score worked out pretty well. You know, I think a little 27-24. I like
27-24.
That. 27-24? Yeah. 27-24 Chiefs. I will not. I don't always pick the Chiefs to win games. But no way in hell am I taking against Patrick Mahomes in the playoff game. Look, the quickest his season has ever ended is in overtime in an AFC Championship game. So, no, I'm not picking against Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. So, 27-24 Kansas City. I will see you in Las Vegas, Detroit.
I'm going to have to say I'm going to have to say Chiefs 34. I'm going to have to say Baltimore Ravens. People may or may not like this, but it's going to be Baltimore Ravens 33.
I'm taking a one-point win.
Where the Ravens can come back less than a touchdown possibly to try to get a field goal, but I think the Chiefs can triumph through the end.
Okay.
I think there's a chance there'll be some catch-up that's going to have to happen, possibly happen by the Ravens. Just be prepared, though. Ravens go down the field, 5 seconds left, they're kicking a field goal. You better hope the Chiefs can get back there and block that because Justin Tucker has been doing pretty good. But from this year, from 50 yards plus, he's been a little iffy.
Look, all I know is this. This is the sixth time that you've been to an AFC Championship game in 6 years. Literally, Patrick Mahomes has literally been to every AFC Championship game that he can go to. So this is going to be a close game. This is going to be a tight game. And I'm going to try and enjoy it. And hopefully we are doing our post-game show talking about yet another Super Bowl run. And we know how well Kansas City has done in Las Vegas. So let's just hope for the best. And either way, a win or let's just say not a win, we will be right back here on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts doing our post-game show. I'll wrap it up with this. JP, usually the ones that plugs it, but I'll go ahead and do it. Go on your little app store and look for the PSF app. They do live game cast there. I know JP loves doing it. JP loves talking to all you guys. It's live during the show. He gets pretty vocal on there. So if you like watching the game and something's going on that you just want to rant about or you just want to hear what other people are saying, do the live game cast because it's all Chiefs fans talking Chiefs the whole game. So make sure you go ahead and join that. And, like and subscribe and hit that bell notification so you don't miss a show. We will see you guys on Sunday after the game.